Welcome again. Well, this morning, as I was putting this talk together, I realized it's called community and connection. That before I begin with today's message, there's something that Spirit said we needed to understand, even greater, that life and life's events, everything that takes place is neutral. Okay, I really want you to hear that this morning, because it will help you really receive the message this morning. So nothing is against us. Life just happens. And what happens is absolutely neutral. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I said that the happenings of life, that happens is 10%. And that I said 90% is what we make up about what happened. Yes? So when we understand that nothing is against us, everything is for us, and that 10% of whatever's taking place is neutral, doesn't have your name on it. Oh, we're going to slam Maggie today. It just is an event. Okay? Yes? So I believe that understanding this morning, and understanding this really throughout our life, brings us personal freedom. When we'll step out and we set ourselves free from the victim mentality. I don't know about anybody else in this room, but I seem to have caught that somewhere along the path of life. And when we understand that it's neutral, everything then instantly dissolves into the neutrality of nothing is against me. Neutral. I give it meaning. You give it meaning. So let's everybody breathe into that place, okay? So today we're going to talk about community and connection. And our founder, Ernest Holmes, says, we must remember how to honor and respect life. With each breath, step, with each word and thought, what we bless blesses you in return. This is the power of reciprocity, which means who we show up as returns to us. And I think what he's saying here is so important to us. You see, because if we think something is against us, then we automatically look at every event as a victim. So community and connection gives us a special place where we can come together and we can grow. Together we build a healthy, living, loving community. And it begins first within each one of us. It's an inside job. It's up to each one of us. It asks for our willingness to grow. And the community, I don't know about you, but it certainly is growing me. And I know it's growing you because I see the effects of it. Our picture of seeing the seats filled up. Look how we're doing. We're doing good. Knowing that makes a difference. Because we come together for the greater good of all. Feeling and knowing the presence of Spirit is right here, right now. It is alive in this room. It is alive in each one of us. Uniquely expressing in each one of us as us. Everybody breathe that in. I don't know about you, but my life is richer because I come continually to this community. And you ask me to inspire you, and therefore I must be inspired. So hopefully I do that. You see, because we're in this together. You are equally as important to the whole. And this powerful vibration of love and well-beingness causes a ripple of truth to move out from this room. touching hearts and lives. And we know it makes a difference, first within each one of our lives, but as we grow for the common good of all, we see the results in the people that we pray for, in the people that we know the truth for, because we're here for the common good of each one of us. So turn to someone and say, I'm here for you. Because unless you're here for each other, I don't know, what are we doing? You see? How important is it to have community where we get to come together and support one another, where we feel supported, where we feel blessed, where we can ask for prayer, knowing everybody wants our very best. Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. You all know we have a Sunshine team, and this team is absolutely doing an incredible job. And this is the Sunshine team list. It's on that back table near Tony back there. Hi, Tony and Mary Ann. They're back there working everything for us. Makes us all sound good. The Sunshine team does an unbelievable job of helping out where needed. So if you're in need, you call. They might not always be able to come to your need in that moment, but they will find somebody who can. Because that's what community is all about. We awaken the best in each other, not by criticizing. We encourage each other to move forward, to be our best. And I don't know about you, but it shows, yes? I see it. We are here lending helping hands, encouragement. We raise each other up. People respond best to praise and appreciation. So I want to ask you, how many people did you thank today? How many have you said a kind word to of welcome? Because I know that the team that starts this morning service out, we all gather together and we pray. And we're already welcoming and loving each other up. That's what community does. A few weeks ago, I came into the office on a Tuesday, and on my desk was a gift. And it was wrapped in this paper. And it had, you know how people can curl ribbon? It was all curly on top, and a card. It so touched my heart, because somebody cared enough to do that and say kind words. What can we do to make somebody's heart expand? I felt good all day. When my friend called me, she's been my friend for 40 years. She doesn't come to this church, but she supports me being a minister, and she's listened to me for years. And when she called me to tell me that she's been diagnosed with breast cancer, there was a part of me that wanted to go, oh my God. And then I started in to do exactly what I do with you. That, okay, in this moment, you've got to decide what it is you're going to do, that you're going to survive. So I got this email from her, and I had sent her the piece that I might read to you later on, I'm not sure. But anyway, she says, thank you for that and for yesterday's conversation, Maggie. I already adopted the idea that you mentioned, that everything that happens is neutral. And we put the positive or the negative spin on it. Also, the thought that fear and faith come from the same energy. Remember, I talked about that last week. Come from the same energy, and we're choosing faith in good outcome. I use both of these today when talking with my son Luke, my son Alex, his wife Tricia, Zach, my other son, and his wife Kate by phone. to let them know what is going on. And I felt strong in that, that I could present the news to them in a straightforward way without too much fear or drama in it, just strength and acceptance, that we will all do what needs to be done. We are all a team. This is what we do as community. We become a team for each other. We become a team to say, I know that a healing is taking place for you. We pray for each other. And when we remember everything is neutral, and we look for the good, and we praise it, and we raise ourselves up into that more loving vibration so that we can have a healing. There is more than enough outside this building, outside these walls, trying to pull us apart. But we know that that's not the truth. There is more than enough for each and every one of us. And what we learn here teaches us the gift we can bring to our personal lives and to the lives of others to enrich them, to lift them up. And we do make a difference. We have proof of that. And so I just want to remind you that healthy people don't go around stirring up trouble. Secure people don't badmouth others. They celebrate other people's success and are happy for those who are ahead of them. We're celebrating people who are winning the race of life. Grateful for people when we don't find fault and focus on what's wrong. We look for what's right. We look for what's healing. We look for what's working. And if someone is constantly disgruntled or decisive, they are not for you. Don't let people poison you or your spirit. You are powerful and you are strong. And don't listen to gossip. And let's disconnect from discord. You know, I'm not even watching the news anymore. I don't know about anybody else. But I used to be a news junkie, and I realized it wasn't working for me. When we learn to shift our consciousness to a positive, excuse me, loving response to life's events, we lose the negative people who have been in our life. They just fall away. This cough is going to fall away. It is getting better. If I keep my voice more monotone, everything being neutral, why be unhappy with someone? Because someone you can't change. Let's use our time to bless what's good. Excuse me, to bless what's good in our lives. You see, people don't determine your destiny. God does. What you bless will definitely bless you in return. So I have this thing that I wanted to read to you, and I will. I promise I'll get through it. I once read an article about doctors who incorporated talk therapy. This is what I sent my friend. Talk therapy to treat patients suffering with depression. Instead of medicating the problem, the doctors instructed the patients to start making positive declarations over their lives, saying such things as, I have a bright future. People like to be around me. Good things are in store. Some of the patients were depressed because they were facing life-threatening diseases and felt there was no hope. The doctor asked them, has anyone ever survived this disease? The answers were always yes. So he told them, "Then I want you to start saying, 'I will make it. I will be one of those people who beats the odds.'" These patients obeyed the doctor's orders, and amazingly, many of them not only came out of their depression, but they were also made full recoveries. Hear that? Because they changed the way they thought, the way they think, the way they spoke to themselves. It's time to use our words to declare good things, speak blessings over your life and your family. Throughout the day, say things such as, "I have the favor of God. I am strong. I am healthy. I am well able to do what I need to do." It's all a matter of how we talk to ourselves. I don't know about you, but I used to believe the worst. If somebody called me and said what was said to me this last week, I would have gone into tears and gone down the tube with them. But instead, I was able to lift her up because I know there's a greater truth. You can know and do know there's a greater truth. What you bless will bless you in return. A couple of weeks ago, I always come to Starbucks before I come here to the office. I get my cup of coffee. And I look behind me. There was a couple in the car. I don't know, body language says a lot to me. And it looked like they weren't very happy. So when I got up to the window, I said, "I'll buy whatever they're drinking in the back." I don't know if it made a difference, but I told the lady at the window, "Just tell them they're blessed." I'm hoping it did. It's a fun thing to do. I can't tell you how many times I've gone into Starbucks and somebody ahead of me has bought my cup of coffee. Thank yous and love returns to us, pressed down and spilling over. First, we have to give it to ourselves. We're in community to learn that. And in community, we grow with each other. Let's take that into prayer. So we just take a moment where we recognize there is only one power, one all-loving, all-embracing, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved, only one. And it is uniquely, individually expressing in and through and as each and every one of us. For we each are the beloved place where God shows up. We recognize this first within ourselves, and then we absolutely see it within each other. And we bless all that is and all that is yet to be. And where there is a need for a healing, we call forth the miracle working power of God to lift up, to restore, to renew, and to refresh each and every one of us. For we each are the unique expression of the one life and the one power. And so from this day forward, we claim and accept our greater good. We claim and accept that everything that is taking place in our life is neutral, and we give it a blessing. And we say, "Guide me, God, walk with me through this experience so that I not only feel the blessing of your powerful, loving presence, but that I have more than enough to give to others." Blessing all of life. Not just in this community, but beyond this community. We touch hearts and lives, and we make a difference, whether they know it or not, by our smile, by our loving kindness, by our giving a word of thanks and appreciation for those that assist us. We know and accept that life is here to serve us, and we serve in return. We give thanks for that and so much more. And if you're in agreement, please join me and say, "And so it is."